Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Oh, yes, yes. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Running around restorating all over the place.
Just restorating.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you had a flood. Let us come over there and restorate that situation. And we'll come over in a hurry. They'll be like, oh, what did you call a herd of zebras, or a bunch of zebras, Riggins?
A dazzle.
A dazzle. They say you had a dazzle of zebras come through your house and poop all over the place and tear up walls and stuff. Let us get over there and restorate that.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Got a dazzle of zebras.
Mm, don't feed the zebras.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they always say.
Dazzling. So go to htj.com/Paul Davis. To get Paul Davis Restoration over to your place to start restorating on things. AceTJ.com/Paul Davis. I love it. Paul love it. Paul love it. So what is today, Thursday?
Yep.
I thought Mr. Todd was going to be here. Well, I think we all did. We thought Mr. Todd was going to be here today to do video of the Share Funny.
Well, we were told he was.
He is not. I wasn't told that he was going to be here to do Share Funny. I was told he's coming to shoot promos and stuff of us, and then coming out to do some videoing at my house because my wife's gone.
I'm sure he'll be here.
Yeah, because I'm going to have some wild parties
That's
happening.
So
hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But everything they said we're supposed to do, we've already done, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ace. I am just, you know me, I'm just always here to just do whatever is asked of me without question.
The email
says, Mr. Get Along.
Right.
The email says we're trying to get video content in the can, so.
All right. Yeah, okay. Ooh. One of these we're
in
not.
In the can.
One of these I haven't done before. One of these.
I thought that's what I was doing at home today.
Getting it in the can.
Yeah. Getting some video of content in the can. the Mooresville, North Carolina prostitution scene is booming.
Yeah.
So, I guess though somebody could reach out to him and ask.
I don't have his number.
Mm. I'm busy.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'll be so glad when you do solve that Rubik's Cube.
You guys will not, because then you're going to tell me I'm talking too much again.
No, just
make up your mind, because yesterday you said you were so happy that I had it, because then I could shut up and you laugh in agreement.
That doesn't mean I agree. Just because I laughed, it doesn't mean I agree.
You were totally agreeing. You're like, haha, I was thinking the same thing.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I did not say that. Whatever.
So what would you like?
Why does it have to be one or the other? You're either playing a Rubik's Cube, clicking it in the microphone, or talking incessantly about vibes and universes and soul touching and whatever else.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking. What would you like to talk about?
Or your friends going through drama.
You just said yesterday you want me to just stay quiet and smile.
Did I say that?
That doesn't sound like something you would say.
It absolutely does not. That sounds mean, and I'm never... Never mean.
So why can't you just sit there and smile quietly?
Yeah. Todd's coming at 10.
Yeah, he'll be here. He'll be here.
I'm just trying to give y'all what you want. You guys are so hard to please.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mr. Go with the Flow.
Well, here's
that was my superlative in high school.
Most likely voting, to go with the flow.
I was voted Mr. Go with the Flow.
Go with the Flow.
I highly doubt that.
And a lady named Donna just messaged us and said, "Hey, are y'all not live on Thursdays on video anymore?"
Tell her that it's Todd's fault.
Not today.
Not today.
I'm more concerned now about what we're supposed to be getting in the can.
Yeah.
I no thank you on that. My can will stay empty. Thank you very much.
Please don't get this video in my can. Please.
No. I mean, I know the technology has them, you know, the videos being such... You know, much smaller on those little cards, but rather than a VHS or a Hi8.
You got
which put, I've had those in the can, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Is it going to be 4K in the can?
For TJ, it's going to be Share Funny in the can.
Put that GoPro up your butt.
Ew. You think that was what, like, with the first, when they used that camera in the colonoscopy? Do you think that was first a bigger camera?
You bet.
And then had to improve upon it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, technology has probably made that a lot better than it used
to. So it was like one of those that goes on your shoulder, one of those old school.
Right, yeah.
Like the first home video cameras.
Yeah.
It was like an explosion that goes off above it.
Y'all are sick.
Yeah. I just put my phone in there and click it off a few times.
Sure.
This new iPhone with the camera, what do I have? iPhone Pro, whatever.
Yeah.
Those three cameras, I mean, it works like a champ. Just, it's hard to click it, though. You know, that takes a special talent once it's in there to be able to clinch and click it where it'll start.
You got to put it on a timer.
Yeah. Like Ace's wife does when they're making out naked in the hot tub.
Yup.
Yeah.
They love self-timer.
Look at you. Show self-timing ass.
Show self-timing ass.
Got to throw in a delay.
Mm-hmm.
How long does the timer go? How long can you set the timer
I think up to 10 seconds.
10 seconds is the longest, I believe. Seconds.
You got to run afterwards.
Yeah.
That's dangerous when you're in the water. I mean, no running.
You're going to slip.
By the pool.
Well, he's not the one running.
I'm not running.
He
I'm
stayed in the hot tub. Yeah, he wasn't getting out dangling for everybody's delight.
Ew.
Helicopter
ain't
swanging.
Ain't nobody dangling for delight.
Swanging for your satisfaction.
It's someone dangling delight.
Ew. Yep.
Got a little dangling delight for you.
At the end of the regular old show, we were talking about what was the first sign that you were getting old. What was yours, Riggins? The heartburn, when you got heartburn.
Having heartburn
first
for the first
but
time.
How old were you? Like 18, 19?
No, I graduated college.
I graduated college.
22.
I thought you graduated
21.
High school.
Okay.
This lady said that her sign of getting old is that the relations is officially a scheduled workout.
Oh, really? They got to pencil it in, kind of?
I guess. Mm-hmm.
So busy.
Or either they do it on the high school track.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or they do it at the gym.
You bet.
That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you go into the gym to work out and there's some couple in there making the beast with two backs on the bench press machine.
Oh,
yeah, you'd be like, ugh, I don't want to see that. I'm just trying to get some chest workout up in here today. I don't need all that.
This lady said, when I yelled at the car driving too fast through the neighborhood to slow down. that's a certain sign.
There's families that live here.
Yeah, anytime you're old enough to be alarmed by the speed at which someone goes through your neighborhood, that's an automatic sign you're getting older.
Yeah,
because I mean, that part of your brain has developed that senses danger and all of that stuff, which it develops at 24.
time.
And then you have kids where you can just see your kids out there with some car speeding through the neighborhood and all that.
But even as a kid, I knew, like, damn, yeah, they're going too fast. We right, do have a lot of kids in this neighborhood, mm-hmm, like me.
Like me.
You might hit me.
And
you know, cars when I was little, they were big.
Here's some woman named Beth who's obviously in need of some mental help. She said, y'all be nice to Alexis. She's my fave girl ever on the show. I know y'all just picking. She takes it like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Love her, LOL.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate you having some...
this is one of those deals where she doesn't think that she starts arguments.
Because I don't.
Yes, you do.
Did I not come in this morning with paintings that I made specifically for each one of you guys? And I spent my time away from work doing it as a sign of my love.
Yeah. What difference does that make?
That
doesn't mean you don't start arguments.
I didn't, because I came in today with the right intentions of just being full of peace and love. And I'm sure that one of you guys started picking at me.
No, but it's things like... if someone has an opinion that differs from yours, like in your principles or whatever, then you will argue that that why can't people have other opinions when you're saying their opinion is right, mainly mine.
I never said that. You say that about me. I never say that your opinions are not right.
Well, what about other people? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Why can't this be? Da, da, da.
But and I never said that what you think was right or wrong.
Yeah, you are. Because you say that whatever I'm saying is wrong and it's the wrong opinion.
And I find that so interesting that you just made that statement, because do you not every single day of your life and my life tell me that everything I believe in is wrong and stupid and that my head is full of owls?
No, squirrels.
Squirrels.
My spirit animal, not yours.
Yeah, and that everything that I'm into is dumb.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Every single day of my life.
I don't think every belief that you have is dumb, because you think I'm funny, and I don't think that's dumb. I think that's spot on.
I
think that is very, very good.
You do make a valid point there, Alexis. But I will say, sometimes when TJ gives facts, you just say, well, that's your opinion. And it's like, no, that's fact. You're like, well, I mean, you have your opinion.
But she'll always do this. Well, how do you know that?
Because it's true. Because you just be saying stuff sometimes and it's not. And then you
that's
also,
true as well.
He does
that's
not
true.
Agree with facts. He also says, that's not true. The bees, the honeybees are saving the world. That's not true. They're not important. Everything is not true to him. If he believes that it's not true.
If I say the bees aren't important, that's a joke. Mm. Just to aggravate people.
Yeah, but you
but
say that.
If I tell you that I don't have chakras, that's a fact.
Whatever. That's why I can't
there
do
is no
it.
Scientific evidence of chakras,
right?
And there's no scientific evidence that there isn't either.
Whoa. Well,
bloop bloop bloop
bloop.
Yes. There isn't. The fact that there isn't any.
They haven't been able to prove that there is or there isn't. There's no scientific proof either way.
And this is what I'm talking about.
Have you ever heard of an MRI?
You can't see energy.
Right. Okay.
You can't.
All right. See, that's what I mean.
But you can't.
My
see
opinion,
energy.
You're arguing with me.
The same thing to me, though.
No, I don't. I always am like, Alexis, well, we have different opinions.
Oh, that's what you said?
I respect what you believe, and, you know.
That is a
and then you
damn
just
lie.
You just like, I mean, it's.
I'm sorry.
People feel sorry for me all the time.
They don't feel sorry for you at all.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Did you say, a lot of times, you say, like, I respect what you believe.
Right, exactly.
I say that every day.
No, you do not.
Just to try to you know, squelch the argument.
It may happen when I go to the bathroom.
It does
I don't
not
know.
Happen when you go to the bathroom. And today, for the last 2 days, here I am just working on my Rubik's Cube, being all quiet and minding my business. Right. And what have you been doing all day?
I have been concentrating on the show.
You have not. You've been picking about chakras, making jokes about chakras, and I'm not even feeding into it. And I hear you from my other ear, and I'm like, whatever.
I haven't said anything about chakras
today. He's like, oh, I gotta go tell my doctor that I need chakra replacement.
I'm having a chakra attack.
you did say that.
Yeah, because she brought up something about chakras.
I did
chakras.
Not.
And no, she said, isn't your doctor Asian? Ask him about chakras.
She did say that.
And I said, that's my dentist. She goes, well, I bet he knows about chakras because he's Asian.
Yup.
Yup.
Okay.
Know all about it. No, but it's true. You try to like pick at me and you just keep poking the bear. The bear's going to poke back one day.
I'm just saying. Oh, okay. Like you don't now. All right. I'm just saying sitting there doing a Rubik's Cube in the microphone is a little bit distracting. That's all I'm saying.
That is true as well. It shows that you're not locked into what's happening.
No, that helps me lock in. It helps me concentrate.
Ace, okay. You're wrong, Ace. It helps her lock in.
You know what?
It just helps her.
It does. Because if not, then my mind wanders.
She's played with a Rubik's Cube. This is day two.
Yeah.
And she already knows that it helps her lock into whatever she's supposed to be doing. She's got a long relationship with this Rubik's Cube and how it helps her.
I'm just frustrated that in 2 days she hasn't gotten a side or anything yet. It's like
I got the cross.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I had to mess it up again because it wasn't right. Oh. But I got a lot farther than Riggins has gotten.
Which is all she wants.
Okay, you see that? Now here's a problem. This is a problem. This is one of the things I find super annoying in life in general.
Mm.
Is that I was just asking a question about you, and it wasn't really a put out. I just said I'm annoyed.
It was a put out. You said you were annoyed that I haven't figured out a side yet.
True. It's a lot of work, and you haven't accomplished jack. And then immediately you put Riggins down instead of just talking about, well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, no, because
I've done more than Riggins.
And also, you only did it once when you were a kid by accident, so why are you talking?
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that said I was annoyed by the fact that you haven't gotten the cross.
Well, I'm annoyed that you've never gotten it since you were a kid.
Which has a lot to do with this conversation.
Didn't you grab it the other day and you tried to do it yesterday and you couldn't?
Yeah, I was playing with it for about 30 seconds.
I'm annoyed that you didn't.
Then he got the Rubik's Cube.
Basically, though, you guys should listen to Beth because she's right.
Who's Beth?
The lady that messaged us.
Oh.
Mm. Listen to her about what?
To leave me alone.
Oh.
And to stop picking on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we didn't pick on you... And this is a message to you too, Beth. If we didn't pick on her, you wouldn't have the opportunity to love her as much as you do.
So there.
That's a great way to spin it.
We've made you a star.
We pick on you because we are building your career.
Would she know that you take it like a champ and that you roll with the punches and all that if we didn't pick on you? No.
She
not at all.
Wouldn't even know your name.
Mm-mm. She would say, "Oh girl,
oh girl, right?
Old Spaniard is what she'd call you. You're from Spain.
It's kind of like we're spit shining you,
right?
We got to spit on you first.
It's like a hazing that lasts for years, and years, that. And years and years."
Well,
good thing I grew up in the mean streets. This
good
was nothing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Hey, he's been talking about having sex with my mom for 30 years.
Yeah, not Rob.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey, do y'all know what restaurant police get called to most for fights.
Okay.
Ooh.
Waffle House is my first.
That's good. Instinct. That's a good one. What do you think, Alexis?
Golden Corral.
Riggins?
Denny's.
Rob?
Applebee's.
No. Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Okay. Because somebody runs into somebody's kid or whatever. Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
The theory is that, you know, people are ready to, with their biological instinct, to protect their kids if something goes off.
And people,
and you always see those on the internet, those Chuck E. Cheese brawls.
They've got beer. You get a little annoyed. You're frustrated by the sounds. Although I did see an incredible.
You're frustrated by the sound.
You know, it's just loud. It's like, oh,
turn them damn animatronic figures off. You they sing like shit.
It's kids are screaming. Bells are ringing. Animatronic animals are doing terrible versions of popular songs. It's just too much. Just too much.
It's just on my nerves.
You guys are so grumpy.
I got to take a nerve pill before I go to the damn Chuck E. Cheese.
I love a Chuck E. Cheese. First off, I think it's a cool atmosphere. Kids love it. I like playing games. I did see a great meme yesterday that my buddy sent to me, and it said, Denny's, Waffle House for people who can't fight. That's great.
But I haven't seen a Chuck E. Cheese location in a long time. I think reputation for brawling has kind of hurt their business.
Yeah.
Is that one still open in Charlotte? Wasn't it close to that Carolina Place Mall area? There was a Chuck E. Cheese over there. Because I remember seeing that one on the news, I think.
There was one on Pineville Matthews Road over there by there.
Yeah.
Are three in the Charlotte area. Carmel Commons.
Elmar Road.
There's one in Gastonia. I know that.
Concord Marketplace. And what is this one?
Oh, yes.
Address. What is this one here?
But I haven't even.
Yeah, Albemarle Road.
Been in. Well, I don't know why I would have an occasion to be in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it is now, but I used to like their pizza.
Yeah.
And their beer, their draft beer was really cold.
They had beer at Chuck E. Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yeah, TJ, in this area, two in Charlotte, Concord, Gastonia, Hickory.
Wow.
I'll have them.
When's the last time you've been to a Chuck E. Cheese, Rob?
It was probably for a niece or nephew's birthday party 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Your niece
is pizza still good?
What's that?
Is pizza still good?
I didn't eat any of it.
Oh.
One of my nieces is around my age. The other ones are younger.
I was going to say, your niece is like 40. Just crunching the numbers, 3. Okay.
Were there any fights there? Do they still have the ball pit?
The only fighting was a kid trying to get away from Chucky.
Yeah.
He's scary looking.
Yeah, but was it the Chucky with a knife? No. You mean Chuck E.
Yeah, Chuck E.
Not Chucky.
Yeah, right.
Chucky.
Sorry.
Chucky would be, I'd be trying to get away from his ass too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, how funny would that be to have a Chucky cheese?
Chucky. You love Chucky.
He just comes on the stage.
Hi, kids.
Oh my God, my wife would just fall out with a heart attack if a real life Chucky was standing in front of her.
So let's see.
Ridiculous.
You got Chuck E. Cheese Brawl Compilation 2019 on YouTube. And there's the Chuck E. Cheese Brawl of 2021 that was posted 9 months ago that includes the caption, "Oh, we fighting, bitch."
The Brawl of 2021.
Because if you're talking about a business that is geared toward family, the fastest way to hurt the business is to become known for fighting.
Yeah.
And brawls.
Well, I think they are struggling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is they're separating people.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor employees at Chuck E. Cheese, this fight, one lady sits down and she's up again. They're going after each other. Kids are scrambling. The employees are trying to get out of the way and stop the fighting all at the same time.
Poor kids.
Yeah,
poor employees. The kids are like,
birthday parties are ruined.
This is what it's like to be an adult.
Yeah, they've got to give up their party. Okay, the Chuck E. Cheese Brawl compilation of 2019 starts off pretty solid if you like to watch women fight, which I don't, but these women are beating the hell out of each other, and there's about 30 people in this trying to break up this brawl, and these kids are being knocked down. Asshole.
I like how contradictory you were. It starts off pretty good if you like that kind of thing, which I don't.
Yeah, I don't like watching women fight, but that
this
was okay.
Is damn awesome.
It wasn't bad.
It's sick.
Damn.
I don't usually like to see women fighting, but if y'all ain't seen brawlingbitches.com.
Don't.
She knocked her fat ass out cold as a wedge. Right, isn't
it's
that the
okay
phrase?
When they're going to fight, but when you see them, shit, like, man. They're knocking kids down, and they're ruining these little kids' birthday parties. It's like parents fighting at a damn ball game, at a softball or kids' baseball game. Calm down.
That one woman knocked that other one cold as a witch's tit in a brass bra.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Who would fight in a public place with other people around? This is a place of business. Oh, wait a minute. Holy shit, Ace. I just realized you do that.
It's kids.
Oh, right.
Like at Disney World.
Yeah.
No, there was no fight.
Mm-hmm. Like a damn space mountain.
We were in a bar at Disney World. Damn, and that guy was being an ass. He was being rude. And I just told him, hey, man, you don't have to be rude.
That old man was being rude?
No, the first one was the young man. The old man was the one that they sent over to talk to me after I told the young guy. We were going. We were getting out of the door. I said, we're getting out of here, but there's no news that you'd be rude to my friend. You're being an ass.
Young guy, a.k.a. Mickey's bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to take Space Mountain and shove it up your
You would be
ass.
Surprised to know, on more than one occasion, while coaching softball and baseball with my kids,
mm-hmm.
I don't think we had it in basketball, but I had to be the person to let people, hey, there are kids out here. We don't want this here.
Yeah.
Not around the kids.
Good for you.
Not around these effing kids.
Yeah, right.
On more than one occasion.
Hey, chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, kids change everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want fighting in front of the kids.
Right. I'm not sitting here watching brawlingbitches.com in front of no kids.
Right. Yeah. And I do want the kids to know that if anybody ever messes with them, that I will defend them.
Hell yeah. I'll shove that whole ball pit up somebody's ass.
Chucky and all his friends.
Come on. You can drink around the world, Mr. Disney security guard. I'm about to kick your ass around the world.
Hell yeah.
Epcot.
This has been so distorted through the years. It's ridiculous.
Take that big old ball, shove it up.
You won't see fireworks. They're going to be in your ass. That's what's going to happen.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
I'm going to need to know what that means. Riggins and Alexis just said, I'm their Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
What is Hufflepuff?
You and Rob both Hufflepuffs.
What does that mean?
You know what?
Is that a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah.
It must be disparaging.
It's the worst one,
it's
man.
It's not the worst it's one. The worst They're one. The nicest ones out of all of them.
Which one's
They're
worse?
They're very sweet. It's not about what's worse or best, Rob.
You said they're not the worst, and you couldn't tell me which
they
one was the worst.
They have all great characteristics.
I'm researching here. Hufflepuff.
No, TJ's Ravenclaw. Yeah. No, you're Ravenclaw. He's Gryffindor because he's always have to be following the rules.
She said Riggins is Ravenclaw.
Yeah,
You is Riggins.
You is Riggins.
Okay, well, wait. Hufflepuff, Rob. Hufflepuff characteristics include a strong sense of justice, loyalty, patience, and a propensity for hard work. Hufflepuffs are also seen as nice almost to a fault.
Yeah, but they're like they don't do anything in the movies.
In case you didn't realize what a Hufflepuff was, Rob, being the biggest Harry Potter nerd in the world.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know what the downside of that is.
If Rob says that it's an insult, then you got to go with it being an insult.
They do nothing in the movies. Like, they're not involved in this conflict that's going on the whole seven books. It's just between the two people. The Harry Potter is Gryffindor, and then like the bad guy is Slytherin.
So if she says that y'all are Huff and Puffs, that means y'all are irrelevant, right?
Essentially.
So there you go, Ace. They're irrelevant.
That's not at all what I said.
Yeah, and I would take that as a bigger insult.
Yeah, just being irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's not what I said. See, why are you doing that? TJ,
I don't know. Why am I getting into a discussion about Harry Potter?
No,
because I'm an idiot.
Why are you stirring the pot?
That's why. Because I'm a freaking idiot.
Yeah. Sorry, sitting I'm the one being stupid at the moment.
At 50, however old I am, talking about damn Harry Potter bullshit.
Whatever.
Damn.
Whatever.
What?
That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't mean that sound judgmental.
Right.
Are you going to say something else derogatory about me, Riggins? Yeah.
No, I don't take it personally.
Oh, okay.
I'm a You're Slytherin. Damn mudblood. That's like the meanest one. And I say that I'm a Slytherin.
Well, I agree with having a strong sense of justice, loyalty, patience, and a propensity for hard work is
maybe not patience, though.
A positive quality. Sorry. I'm looking at these words. Patience, dedication, tolerance, kindness, loyal, friendly.
Maybe you're not a Hufflepuff, actually.
Yeah. These are all the things I want to be in life.
There was a joke on the internet. Somebody said, I'm a Hufflepuff, and a guy responded and said, no, you're not. You're 34.
So I was just relaying that to Alexis. And I just thought that was funny, but you kind of got to be in the know what that is.
You're not a Hufflepuff. You're 34.
You're 34. You're not a Hufflepuff. It's just kind of funny.
How much did the Tooth Fairy leave y'all... when you were kids?
I think it was maybe $1.
Mm-hmm. I think $5.
Really?
I think so.
I never got anything.
I was getting at. Did the Tooth Fairy come see you in El Salvador?
I think I got quarters.
Yeah, 50 cents.
Yeah, I might have gotten 50 cents to start, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Is that something that the Tooth Fairy didn't come to Jehovah's Witness houses? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And she also never lost any teeth. She still has all her baby teeth.
No, I lost teeth. I had to go to the dentist for them to pull it out, but I still lost some of them.
Don't you have baby teeth left?
I do, yeah. Can I put it under my pillow and you guys will come put money in there?
No, the Tooth Fairy can come see you now because you're not Jehovah's Witness anymore.
True.
Where are your baby teeth?
They are on my left side. In the back? Mm-hmm. There's like four baby teeth back there. Not counting molars.
Okay, so how many counting molars?
Probably 6.
Why would you not count those?
Well, your wisdom tooth. My wisdom teeth are still there. Not everybody gets their wisdom teeth taken out, right?
Right.
So I have those.
Man. Well, they say that the Tooth Fairy's average payment for a tooth now is $5.
Oh,
damn.
We were on a radio vacation thing with listeners when Ace's daughter... Peyton lost her first tooth. You remember that?
Yeah.
And Ace's mom was here watching the kids while we were all gone off to some tropical den of sin, you know. And when they lose their first tooth and they have their first experience with the Tooth Fairy, that is a big deal, and it also sets the tone. Mm-hmm. So I desperately wanted to get in touch with his mom and say, if the Tooth Fairy will leave her $100 for that tooth, I will reimburse the Tooth Fairy when I get back to the States.
Yep. It's worth it.
Yeah. Because from then on out, the Tooth Fairy only left me $3.
I got a dollar.
What? She'd have been like, that Tooth Fairy's a bitch.
Yeah.
She sucks. That's good.
I'd forgotten that.
The Tooth Fairy never took my teeth. They're supposed to take the teeth.
Yeah.
And leave you money. The Tooth Fairy would just leave me money, and then I would wake up and my tooth would still be under my pillow.
My tooth was always there as well.
Really?
Tooth Fairy never took mine.
That must mean we had some rotten ass teeth. Yeah. The Tooth Fairy didn't even want them.
So you can keep that.
And I was like, what does the tooth fairy do with the teeth? My brother's like, she makes jewelry and stuff out of them. Yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, did the tooth fairy take your teeth out from under your pillow?
I believe so.
Yeah, I didn't, because for a long time, I remember I had all my teeth were in like a little bag or something.
A tooth bag?
Ew, yeah. That's weird.
You got a bag of teeth.
That's not surprising. I don't know why.
Y'all want to see my teeth?
I don't know what to do with it. It was like, okay, I guess it felt wrong to throw it away. So I put them in this little Ziploc bag and throw it in the drawer over there. I don't know.
Oh, don't go in that drawer. That's my tooth drawer.
Yeah.
Felt wrong top. To throw them away. Like that big ass TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Did that guy come get the big ass TV?
No.
Again, same guy stood you up again?
I didn't hear from him. So I'm going to try to throw it up on, I don't know, Facebook Marketplace or Etsy or something this weekend.
Etsy.
Whatever. Great place. Whatever. Wherever Amanda sells them. I don't know. I've never been on Etsy in my life.
But I got a 2003 700-pound TV. If anybody wants it.
Made it from hand.
Wherever she sells that shit. I don't know.
Down, overstock.
Yeah, it says live, laugh, love on the side.
I just want somebody to be able to use it. If that maybe they might not be able to have a big TV normally.
No, free
211 home.
That's bitch. Twice now. Yeah, no. The same guy said he was going to come get it, and he didn't.
Said he would call me this day. I'll call you this weekend. I was like, perfect. And we get Sunday afternoon. Great. And then Sunday afternoon about 6, I was like, wait a minute. And I went and checked my phone. No, I didn't miss a call today. Damn it.
And that TV is the only thing keeping you from being out of a storage facility.
No. There's a lot of other stuff still in there.
Yeah,
it's a good start. But it's only about half. Once I get that cleared out, then I can get in there and go through the boxes quickly and bang, bang, bang. I can knock the rest of that out in no time.
But if you would have just thrown it away, you could have. How much does that cost you in storage fees?
It's not just the TV, because I had that desk and everything until recently. So I just got rid of that desk. People came and got that desk, when they showed up to get the desk, I pulled up, and the gentleman got out of his truck, and immediately I went, son of a bitch.
He by himself?
No, just it's an old couple. Damn. So first thing we get in, I said, okay. So we'll get these. They have those little things that roll them. I forgot to tell y'all about this. And we go in, and that desk is a big oak desk, old school, drawers on one side. It's still got it's 22 years old, 23 years old, and the side opens up. You still could put a hard drive in one side. Yeah. It's built for the hard drive to go in. And the desk itself, it's super heavy. And she said, the first thing she said to him was, when I raised that door on that thing, she goes, you be careful with your back. I'm like, son of a...
Here we go.
We fought that thing and got it down in the elevator, got it up that night. We got it up in there, and luckily there was another guy outside that had pulled up in his truck waiting on his wife, I think, to get there. And he jumped out and goes, y'all need some help? And I looked at her like, yeah, we need some help. And then we went back and had to get the top, which is heavy too, but it's got two doors on each side with shelving and everything. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I've had it so long that when I went through, something I forgot about. When I opened the left door on the top, the big thing that goes around the top, there was a sticker on the inside, two backstage pass stickers. One for John Mayer, when we went backstage, interviewed John Mayer, and the other was Matchbox 20. And the Matchbox 20, I have a picture of Peyton, and she was about a year or two old. With me, Peyton, and Rob Thomas, that is at my house, that she had up in her room before she died, so it's been in there at least that long.
Damn.
So so that's been 20 years.
They go ahead then.
Why you have all this heavy stuff in your house? Why you only get heavy desks?
All your furniture is so
heavy. Well, it's just all I know. I never get rid of it.
Heavy desk, heavy TV.
Oh, no, shit. Call you heavy man.
In my current house?
Why your shit so heavy, though?
Everything you got heavy.
Is hell.
In my current house, I don't have that.
But, are you even strong? How you have all this heavy stuff?
Well, here's why. Because when I bought all that stuff, I was buying it for good. I was going to keep it forever. And though the desk is still great, I just don't have room for it. It's too big.
It was sturdy.
It was very sturdy. All
heavy and shit.
I love that desk. Heavy. I hated to get rid of it.
What's wrong with you?
I got old cheap ass IKEA desk. Doesn't fit right.
Little light ass.
Easy to break.
Sucks.
Heavy ass.
You know. I got that. I've got my other desk in there. The other desk that I have.
This is a heavy ass desk in here.
That is a good ass desk in there too, though, Rob. I love that desk. It was made just for me. It was made for me.
Hell yeah.
You can't drop an elbow on it and break it or nothing.
Nope. That Joker is solid. Like, I pay good money to have that desk made for me.
Good money.
Good ass money.
Money for some heavy ass shit.
That's right. That's exactly right. Wow,
you know,
heavy shit costs way more than light shit.
What do you mean that no one wants?
No one wants your heavy ass shit, and you keep
you
trying to get
it. We're using this.
Don't nobody want it.
Shit.
You got all this heavy shit that nobody wants.
Your heavy ass shit, man.
Everything else went in like an hour, except for the TV, which I haven't even posted the TV yet. I've only talked about it here.
TV all the heavy shit stayed.
TV weigh 1,011 pounds.
That's half a ton.
Heavy ass shit. Ain't nobody want that shit.
He's got wheels.
He bound to turn with somebody gonna take that heavy ass shit. He won't let it go. Let it go, man. Let the heavy shit go.
Weigh you down.
That's the heaviness in your life, man.
Right.
You got to let it go, bro.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Okay. It's spatial time.
It's what?
Spatial.
Oh.
That's what my, that's the way my father-in-law with his Indiana accent says special. Oh. Spatial. Spatial.
He said so.
I'm with you, Riggins. That just threw me for a minute, too. Totally.
You thought I said facial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I
no,
thought you were talking about space.
Spatial.
Spatial.
Spatial time.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Space, the final frontier.
And that spatial time is the One Star Script Club reviews.
Yeah. So, not a ton of them, but I think they're good. So this is where we go across the country.
Sorry.
Keeping you up.
You have anything else you want to do? You haven't even started.
Yeah, I'm tired. So.
You don't want to start talking about your heavy shit again.
Yeah, I didn't sleep good.
This is where we go across.
Bed too heavy. That's why I
Keep your bed heavy. Why your shit heavy? This is where we go across the country and we go to real strip clubs and we read real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can go verify these for yourself. We will start in Bedford, New Hampshire, the Gold Club. Tony left a one-star review. I came here on Monday. It was my first day in New Hampshire. I was very highly disappointed. The women on stage did not know how to use the pole. The women on stage looked like men with hard nipples. I gave the dancer $1 because I felt bad and I left. One star.
Men with hard nipples. So like Ace.
True. So he goes in, watches one dancer, gives her $1, just leaves. Like, this is as good as it gets. I'm leaving.
But you know what? I don't blame him, because if you're going to walk into any place and expect to see hot, sexy, beautiful women. It's a strip club in New Hampshire.
Yeah, Bedford, New Hampshire.
Yeah, how in the world could he have accepted anything less than excellence?
Yeah. And we got a bonus review from the Gold Club. Very short and to the point. Bonus review time. Draft beers, piss warm. And the Dream Team was more of a train wreck. One star.
The Dream Team.
Then we will go to the Paper Moon Springfield in Springfield, Virginia. I visited the Paper Moon last Wednesday. I've been there a few times. Each time was worse than the last. This was definitely my last hurrah. A fight broke out between a dancer and a female manager. The manager was on top of her, just pummeling her while she was flat on her back. Oh, God. Like a damn episode of Jerry Springer.
What year is it?
So the manager beat up the dancer?
Yeah.
I felt bad for the dancer. She looked very young, and I hope she's okay. Management is always rude, and now I see they are very dangerous as well. The only good thing about this place is the parking. Everything else, don't waste your time.
At least he found something good.
It's a parking. Good, easy parking.
Good parking.
Then we can go to Shenanigans Gentlemen's Club in Schenectady, New York. Schenectady, New York. Yeah, Shenanigans. It's a mouthful. Shenanigans in Schenectady. As soon as I went in, I was attacked by, I believe her name is Olga. Not sure if that's her dance name or her real name. If you ever go in there, you will know who I'm talking about. Looks like she should have retired 10 years ago, but just couldn't throw in the towel. Well, I left right after that. I should get my gas money back. One star.
Attacked by one of the strippers?
I guess, like, you know, pay me, tip me. I think that's probably what he means.
I like that expression, though. It was so bad, I should get my gas money back.
Give me my damn gas money back. Then we can go to Headlights Gold Gentlemen's Club, Portsmouth, Virginia. Short review. James says, it's the first top-on club I've been to in the world where you got to wear jeans to be let in the front door. F you, F this place. One star.
He must have had short pants on.
I had shorts on, but you got your tops on and you want me to put on jeans? F you. F this place. One star. Headlights Gold. Then we can go to Clancy's in Norfolk, Virginia. Tom left a one-star review. If zero stars were an option, I'd leave that. The place was small. The lights were on. It was just a mess. Only one stage. It looks like someone took a dive bar and said, hey, this will help, and threw a stage in there and called it a day. Loud and dirty. Most of the clientele. I mean, let's be honest. There's a spectrum of people for every place, but this crowd was on the low end of that spectrum. Smoking is allowed inside, which just made the few minutes I spent there even worse. Trashy, ratchet, 0 out of 10, low class, one star.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a strip club that's well lit.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Yeah. All the lights are on. Bonus manager response to that review.
Oh.
You sure you was at Clancy's? We have two stages. Our lighting is LED for atmosphere. And one thing is for sure, we are not dirty. Our clientele is awesome and has supported us for 52 years. I wouldn't change a thing.
Surely you wasn't at Clancy's. Yeah.
Sure you was at Clancy's?
I wonder if he's right, though. Are you sure? Maybe they were in the wrong place, because he said only one stage. Another guy said there were two.
Our shit's LED.
Yeah, we got them future lights.
You lying on me?
Talk shit about our lights.
Yeah. Then we can wrap up in Lemon Grove, California, at a place called Little Darlings. Maybe my favorite review we've ever had on One Star Strip Club Reviews, and it's short, to the point. Little Darlings, Lemon Grove, California. John left a one-star review. Little Darlings? You mean Huge Darlings? They had some obese women on stage. Terrible DJ. And a girl asking me for money for doing nothing. Whack. One star.
Whack.
Whack.
You mean Huge Darlings?
You should call this place Huge Darlings. Love that. Those are the one star strip club reviews.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm. Little darlings.
But the manager beating the crap out of one of the dancers in front of everybody.
Yeah. Humbling her. Yeah, the way he described it, she took him to the floor and was just pounding her.
It's like an episode of Jerry Springer.
A dated reference, but
bit of a dated
gave
reference.
You a good idea. You had a clear picture in your mind of what it was.
Mm.
Was Springer before your time, Alexis?
No, I watched Jerry Springer.
Oh,
yeah.
You probably shouldn't have.
I shouldn't have. I used to skip school and watch it.
It shows.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.